Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube. You can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is October 17th, 1952, and the title is The Terrible Cook. Thanks for listening, and let's get into it.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talkin' cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of The Terrible Cook. Hey, did I hear somebody say, what for breakfast? Well, now, that's a foolish question when you can have Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Fill up a big bowl, pour some milk or cream over them, and listen to that snap, crackle, pop. Fresh, crisp Rice Krispies speak right up, practically say, eat me, all of me, I taste wonderful. So remind your mom to bring home some Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Then you'll never be stumped at breakfast time. No siree, Bob. Out in the desert country of the Old West, the towns were few and far between. Sometimes the only signs of civilization were the scattered ranches or the mining camps that were hastily built in the hills wherever ore was found. It was at the Copperville camp that United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles had their strange meeting with the Terrible Cook.
Of a factory is that, Bill? It's right out in the middle of nowhere.
That's a stamp mill, Jingles. From all the green dirt piled up there, I'd say it was a copper mine.
Well, maybe they'll make me up a pocket full of pennies. I'm broke again.
No, I'm afraid not, Jingles. It's against the law to make coins anywhere but at the United States Mint.
Oh, well, maybe we can get something to eat here.
Probably. There must be a cook shack around somewhere.
Hey, Bill. Oh, look at that fella jerking that horse around.
Where?
Over there by the gate.
Oh, yeah, I see him. He's got that horse so spooked up, it doesn't know what it's doing.
I don't like skunks that mistreat horses.
Neither do I. Let's go.
Hi, Buckshot.
Jump, Joker. That horse might be your grandpa.
Oh. Oh, boy. Oh.
Oh, easy, Joker. Oh.
Throw me, will you? You lop-eared hammerhead. Take this.
Hold it, mister.
Now, you keep out of this, stranger. I'll handle my horse my way.
Not that way, you won't. Give me those reins.
Why, you sneaking pup. You looking for trouble?
Not particularly. Here, Jingles, hold this horse.
Sure, Bill. Well, come on, fella. You can talk to Buckshot and Joker and sort of simmer down.
Hey, give me back my horse, or I'll smash in that face of yours.
You'll get your horse back when you've calmed down enough to treat him right.
Why, you... I'll break you in two.
Okay, if you want to fight.
You can hit, but so can...
I saw you punching your horse. How does it feel?
I'll get you for the...
Well, He started to talk when he should have been looking.
Yeah. Now get up.
I don't want to get up.
All right, sit there then and listen. As long as I'm in this part of the country, don't let me see you beating your horse again, or I'll give you some more of the same.
Okay. You win this time. But the next time I see you coming to meddle in my business, I'm going to stop you with lead if I have to.
Well, you don't know what you're saying, mister. People don't generally talk that way to Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok? You're Wild Bill?
That's right.
And I'm Jingle.
Well, just a minute, Marshal. Here, let me get up here. I want to shake your hand.
Now, that's a little different tune.
I didn't know who I was tangling with. I'm sorry we had this little fuss.
That's all right. No hard feelings.
My name's Bart Langley. I run the copper mine and the stamp mill over there. I'm glad to know both of you.
Well, thank you.
You gents must be sort of trail weary and hungry.
We sure are.
Well, come on over to the cook shack, and I'll see that you get fixed up with a steak so thick you can't see over the top.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's the kind of talk I like to hear. Come on, Bill. You just knocked down a man who's going to be a friend of mine. Woo-wee! Bill, look at the size of that steak.
Sure looks big enough, Jingle.
Just pass me a little salt and keep out of my way.
Nah, take it easy, Jingle.
Hope you like the steaks, gents. The boss said nothing was too good for Wild Bill Hickok.
Jingles, maybe it'd be more polite to have our host come in here before we start to eat, huh?
Well, maybe so, but I never have been too polite when I'm hungry.
Don't wait for the boss, gents. Go right ahead.
Now, I still think he should be here. Why don't you go out and get him?
Well, he's a pretty busy man. You better not wait.
I'd still like to have him here when we eat these steaks.
Well, all right. Maybe Bart would enjoy watching you at that. I'll go get him.
Bill, the steaks will get cold.
No, don't worry, Jingle. They're going to be all right.
I'll be right back.
Now, Bill, what'd you do that for? I'm hungry.
Take it easy, Jingles, and come on out here in the kitchen.
Stop playing games.
Maybe you won't be so hungry in a minute. Come on.
Oh, all right. Well, you don't have to be crazy to be a deputy marshal. But you get that way if you keep at it.
No. Let's see what sort of seasoning the cook put on her steaks.
Well, that doesn't matter. I always want a little more salt on mine.
Here's salt, pepper.
Here's a box of sage.
Here's what I'm looking for. Wait till I shake a little out of the box.
Well, that's a new one on me. Kind of a green powder.
Read the label on the box, Jingles.
Well, I'll be doggone. Rat poison.
What on earth are you doing, Slim? You keep holding up four fingers and then pointing to your face.
Well, don't you get it, Charlie? Go on, tell them. Tell the kids.
Oh, now I get it. Hey, listen, kids. Slim's afraid I'll forget to tell you about the Howdy Doody character masks you can get on the backs of Kellogg's Rice Krispies packages. He holds up four fingers because there are four masks in all. Howdy Doody, Dilly Dally, Clarabelle, and the Princess. One to cut out from each Rice Krispies package. And can you ever have fun with those masks? You can fool your friends into thinking you're one of the Howdy Doody characters. And you can do lots of other exciting things with them.
And Charlie, don't forget...
And now Slim is holding up eight fingers so that I won't forget to tell you about the eight other masks you can get from the backs of Kellogg's Corn Flakes packages. On the Kellogg's Corn Flakes packages, you'll find masks that'll make you look like an Indian, a witch, oh, all sorts of different faces. And any one of these 12 masks, the four Howdy Doody character masks, or the eight phony faces from the Kellogg's Corn Flakes packages, are just swell for wearing to Halloween parties or for when you go trick-or-treating. And all you have to do to get any one of these masks is enjoy either Kellogg's Rice Krispies or Kellogg's Corn Flakes. So have Mom bring home a package of each when she goes shopping. Wild Bill and Jingles discovered that the food served to them at the Copperville mining camp had been heavily sprinkled with rat poison by the cook. Although there were no signs of anything wrong at the time, it looked as though somebody didn't want the men of the law around.
Hey, boss. Those two want you to come in and play host to them before they eat those steaks.
What? You didn't do anything to make them get wise, did you?
No. That big clown Jingles is hollering at Hickok to let him start eating. Just wait till they get a mouthful of that rat poison. We'll be rid of them for good.
We'd better be. If Hickok starts snooping around this mine, somebody will tell him for sure how we took it over.
Who's going to tell him? Most of the men working here think you bought the layout all legal and proper.
Don't forget about old man Wilson. Suppose Hickok goes looking around and finds that east tunnel.
He ain't gonna find it. He and that overstuffed deputy of his are either gonna be dead or so sick we can take the guns away from him and shove the two of them down an old mine shaft. Then we just keep starving old man Wilson till he signs the deeds and the mine's all ours.
Yeah, maybe so. But I ain't gonna rest easy until that fast-thinking marshal is out of the way permanent. Come on, let's go see how they're doing with those steaks.
Sure. I gotta watch this. I wonder how rat poison tastes.
Well, howdy, gents. Get enough to eat?
Oh, sure did. I could use just a little more coffee.
And I'll get it for you. Nothing like good coffee to top off a steak dinner.
Sorry we didn't wait till you got here, Langley, but those steaks looked so good, we got rid of them in a hurry.
Yeah, just like that, they were gone.
I just wanted to be sure. Sometimes I think Barrett's a terrible cook.
Well, sometimes maybe you're right.
Jingles, everything was just like you figured this time, Langley.
You're sure? I just wanted to know that you feel all right.
Oh, I feel wonderful. Haven't felt so good since the time I got trapped in a watermelon patch and had to eat my way out.
Well, here's a little more coffee, gents. Good and hot and black.
I want to thank you, Barrett, for cooking up that dinner for us.
Oh, that's all right. Glad to do it. How are you feeling?
I just asked him. I feel fine.
Huh?
I feel so good, I think maybe we'll shove on down the trail a few more miles before dark.
Bill, it's almost dark now and I'm tired. I'm able to get out on the trail and drop dead.
Jingles is right. Huh? No sense in riding till you drop dead. Why don't you stay here?
Well, you sure you got room enough for us?
The bunkhouse is full, but there's a couple of beds down in the mill.
Yeah, sure. Stick around for a night. We'll keep an eye on you to make sure that nothing happens to you.
All right, fine. We'll mosey on down there and make ourselves at home. Come on, Jingles.
Sure. It'll feel good sleeping in a bed for a change. We've been on the trail for a long time.
Guess we don't see you, Langley. Thanks for the hospitality.
He'll see me again over the barrel of a .45. Barrett, I should have known that poison scheme of yours wouldn't work.
I don't know what happened.
You slipped up somewhere. Wait till I get to sleep. I'll poison him with lead.
Bill, we're going to have a fine time sleeping with all that machinery running.
We're not going to sleep, Jingles. You take your bedroll there and throw it on the bed over there.
Oh, I get it. We're going to make somebody think we're in those beds when we're not, huh?
That's right.
But, Bill, if that's supposed to be me, maybe I better put my saddle under the blanket, too.
Well, maybe you're right. You do make an awful big lump when you're sleeping.
Oh, now, Bill, I'm not lumpy. I'm sort of shaped more like a haystack.
Well, get a haystack under that blanket, then, and let's get out of here. I want to find out why Langley and that cook of his tried to kill us.
Oh, I'm ready. Where are we going?
We'll take a look around the mill first, and if we don't find anything there, we'll go on up to the mine.
Woo-wee! Look at all those wheels and engines and belts and things going around.
There's a man over there with an oil can. Let's go over there and have a talk.
Good. Hey, maybe he'll let me take his oil can and give something a squirt or two, huh?
Maybe. Let's find out a few things first. Howdy, mister.
Howdy. Seems to me like I've seen you somewhere before.
Maybe you have. We get around quite a bit.
Yeah, seems as how I've seen your picture in a newspaper. I know. You're Wild Bill Hickok.
And Jingles, that's me.
That's right, mister.
Pat Harder's my name. Glad to know you both.
Well, howdy, Mr. Harder. Howdy.
Kind of funny, U.S. Marshal turning up around here. You on business?
I don't know. Any reason why I should be?
No, I guess not. Leastwise, I ain't sure. But things ain't been going right here in Copperville. Things used to be fine when old man Wilson owned the layout. Wonderful boss he was. All of us loved him.
He isn't here anymore.
Nope. About a month ago, this fella Langley showed up. Said he bought the place lock, stock, and barrel. He's been running it ever since. Oh, he's a hard man. Mighty hard man to work for.
We met him. Bill softened him up a little when we caught him beating a horse.
Good, good. He beats men, too. Had a half dozen fights already. Funny thing is, the men he fights with just sort of disappear, just like old man Wilson did.
What happened to Wilson?
Don't rightly know. He just ain't been around at all. Don't seem like the old man to just sell out and leave without saying goodbye to any of us. Some of us working for him for nigh on 15 years.
Bill, maybe we better find Wilson and have a talk with him.
Just what I was thinking, partner.
Hey, just a minute, Bill. Hey, Pat, can I give something a couple of squirts with your oil can?
Sure, Jingles. See, you can oil this conveyor that brings the ore down from the mine.
This thing with all the buckets going around on it?
Yeah. Those buckets come down the hill full, and they go back empty for another load. Now, here's the oil can. You lean right over there.
Hey, this is going to be fun. Oh, boy.
Careful, though. Don't lean over too far.
I won't. There's one squirt. There's a...
Jingles, look out.
Your gun belt's caught.
Hey! Oh! Bill, help me!
Get loose, partner.
Get him off of there before he gets to the top. He'll be killed.
Bill, get me down! Get me down!
Charlie, have you told all the kids the wonderful news yet?
I'm fixing to do that right now, Slim. Kids, here's what Slim's all excited about. Down at your grocer's, you're going to find cutout masks of your favorite Howdy Doody characters right on the backs of the Kellogg's Rice Krispies packages. There are masks of Howdy Doody, Clarabelle, Dilly Dally, and the Princess. And just think of all the fun you can have with these masks. You can put on your own little skits, keep your family and friends guessing who you are, and play all kinds of games. I know that once you see just one of these colorful life-size masks, you'll want to have the complete set of four. And there's nothing to get in them. No coupons to send in, no box tops to save, or anything. All you have to do is have Mom get you a package of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. On the backs of the Kellogg's Rice Krispies packages, you'll find Howdy Doody cutout masks with directions on how to cut them out. So now you can enjoy your Rice Krispies and get these masks too. But don't put it off. Have Mom get a package today so that you can get started on the whole collection of these colorful Howdy Doody character masks. Jingles, his gun belt caught on one of the buckets of the moving conveyor, is pulled up toward the machinery at the top of the hill. Bill runs out of the mill and up the steep slope to try and rescue his deputy from certain death.
Hold still, Jingles. I'll get you down.
Ow! I'm caught on the bucket!
I'll shoot your belt loose.
All right, but hurry!
You all right, partner?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you got skinned up a little when you hit the ground.
I'd been skinned up a lot more if I'd have run through that machinery at the top of the hill.
The conveyor moves fast, all right. You're halfway up the hill now.
You sure cut me down pretty, Bill. You know, every once in a while, I'm glad that you're the best shot in the whole West.
Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I heard something. Somebody calling.
I can't hear nothing but that darn machinery.
There. There's a tunnel going back into the hill. Somebody in there is calling.
Yeah, I heard it that time. Maybe he heard us talking out here.
Come on, let's go have a look.
Oh, wait till I pick up my gun. All right, let's go. Wonder who it is, Bill.
I don't know, but somebody's in there.
You sure whacked this gun belt of mine in, too.
You were hanging from it, and it was stretched out pretty tight. Hey, here's a tunnel.
Pretty big, Bill. You can see way back into it. Hello, yourself. Where are you?
Right over here. Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm Wilson. Are you some of my men? Or do you work for Langley?
Bill, it's old man Wilson.
We're not Langley's men. Where are you, old-timer?
Right over here.
I can see him, Bill. Look, he's chained to a post.
You're the Wilson that owned this mine?
That's right. And who are you?
Now, this is Wild Bill Hickok, and I'm Jingles.
Wild Bill Hickok.
And Jingle.
Oh, I was never so glad to see anybody in my life.
And we're sort of glad to see you, too. Maybe you can give us some answers. Hey, Jingles, get a rock and we'll smash that lock on the chain of it.
You bet.
Well, you got here in time to save me, but you're too late to save the mine.
What do you mean by that?
Langley, that big ape Barrett, they finally made me sign the deed to the whole place. They're on their way to the county seat to have it recorded.
How'd they get you to sign it?
They've been starving me for days. And tonight they brought me a big steak. I couldn't hold out anymore. I signed away the whole layout.
Here's a rock, Bill.
Did you eat that steak?
No. After I signed the paper, they just laughed at me. And they threw the food over there in the tunnel.
Well, if they fixed that steak the way they fixed ours, you may be awful lucky.
We'll soon know. Hold your hands over here, Mr. Wilson. We'll crack that lock.
That's good, Bill. Now hold it still. Okay, hit it. That does it.
Now, old timer, we'll carry you down the hill, get you some food, and put you to bed. And then we're going to see if we can stop Langley and Barrett.
Bill, you sure picked the toughest trail to town.
It's the shortest one, though. Let's go, Buckshot.
Jump, Joker! Bill, this saddle doesn't sit very good.
What do you expect with all those bullet holes in it?
Those Ranahans sure shot up those beds good and proper. I'm glad we weren't in them.
We'll make them pay for all the holes in our gear when we catch up with them. Hi, Buckshot. Hi.
Go, Joker. Ha, 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 ha.
Here we are, Jingles. County Recorder's Office.
It's about time. Riding all night on an empty stomach and a shot-up saddle ain't my idea of fun.
Oh, Buckshot.
Oh, ho, Joker, ho.
Hey, Jingle. That looks like Langley's horse.
By golly, it is. That's the same one he was beating when we first met him.
That other one all lathered up must belong to Barrett. Come on.
Oh, maybe we're not too late after all.
I just want to catch those two sidewinders trying to record that deed.
Door's locked. Place ain't open.
Too early in the morning. Wonder what happened to Langley and Barrett.
Look behind you, Hickok. But don't reach for that iron.
Bill!
We both got guns pointing right at you. Turn around real slow.
All right. Do what they say, Jingles.
That's better. You're pretty slippery, Hickok. I thought I had you twice before and you got away.
Yeah, and we'll get away again.
Sure you will. I'm going to let you get on your horses and ride out of town.
Well, that's real nice of you. You'll probably shoot us in the back as soon as we get started.
If I wanted to shoot you, I'd do it right now. But I want everything to look good and proper when the county recorder shows up and I file that deed to the Copperville mine.
Yeah, we finally got Wilson to sign it and the place is all ours.
If you're trying to impress the recorder, you're doing it the wrong way. He's coming across the street right behind you.
He is?
Where?
Now, Jingles.
Bill, they fell for the oldest trick in the book. There wasn't nobody behind them.
Pick up their guns, Jingles. You're not hurt very much, Barrett. That arm of yours can heal up while you're in prison.
Look at Langley. He ain't saying a word, just rubbing his hand and groaning.
You still wouldn't have made that trick work if Hickok wasn't faster than a snake with those six guns.
Well, he is. Bill shoots awful fast and awful straight, and that's how I managed to live so long, letting Bill shoot me out of trouble.
Come on, partner, let's take these two to jail.
Yeah, let's go. Once they're in jail, maybe we can hunt us up a cafe and get a steak cooked my way. Without no rat poison.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Thanks for joining us, folks, and we'll be with you again on Monday.
Yes, sir, and our story's about a little dude who gets Wild Bill and Jingles in plenty of trouble trying to be a bandit. We call it Five Deadly Double Eagles.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to ask Mom to get a package of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Yes, sir, kids. As soon as you pour milk or cream over Rice Krispies, They greet you with a friendly snap, crackle, and pop. That's to let you know how fresh and crisp they are.
Sure taste wonderful, too, don't they, Andy?
Yeah, sure as I'm standing here talking, they do.
So long, kid.
See you Monday.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Joe Duvall, Ralph Moody, Jack Moyles, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, when Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes presents Wild Bill Hickok in Five Deadly Double Eagles.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.